morning, everyone. I'm a master student in Dr. Kunhua Zhang lab in the University of Massachusetts Amherst. And this study is a comparative genome analysis between Agrostis estolonifera and Brachypodium based on Bencras EST and RFFP markers. As a brief introduction, I would like to say that RISE has been using as a model system, especially for comparative analysis in temporary cereals. However, its value as a model system is under question now. And a new species, an annual grass, Brachypodium distichum, is proposed as a new model organism. However, these two species share two important characteristics for a model system. They have a small genome, and these genomes are completely available now. But how I say previously, rice has some biological characteristics not good for a model system because make the experiment more expensive or because make the not easy to cultivate this plant. And beside that, rice belong to the subfamily Oryzoidea, that is different family from of the most important temperate cereals. And on the other hand, we have this Brachypodium distichum with much better biological and genetic characteristic for a model system. And besides that, belongs to the same Poidea subfamily of the most important temporary cereals, turf grasses, and forage. Our grass of interest is Agrostis estolonifera, or creeping bentgrass. This is one of the most important turf grasses in the United States. It's extensively used in golf courses, especially in the temperate areas. The main characteristic of this grass are its aggressive estolonifera growth habit and the log growth habit. This is an allotetraploid plant with 28 chromosomes and is self-incompatible plant. Few genetic studies have been carried out in this species. We have a genetic linkage map published in 2005 and a QTL mapping of dollar spot resistant published in 2006. The genome organization of the species in Agrostis is based on three subgenomes. We have the A1, A2, and A3 subgenome. The sources of this subgenome are three diploid species, but so far we just know one of these. This is Agrostis canina or velvet bentgrass. How we can see in this diagram, most of the tetraploid species share the A1 and A2 subgenome. However, Agrostis estolonifera shared just the A2 genome and the other subgenome is A3. In addition to this, we have one hexaploid species, the Agrostis gigantea or red top with the three subgenomes. Until 2007, creeping bentgrass had not been included in a phylogenetic study. But in that year, Rother and collaborator, using the conservative ortholog set sequences, create this phylogenetic tree where we can see a big clade with the species in the Poidea subfamily and the relationship between Brachypodium and creeping bentgrass, and the position, of course, of creeping bentgrass in this Poidea clade. Because of the genetic resources or the information in creeping bentgrass is still limited, the objectives of these studies are to establish a synthetic relationship between Brachypodium chromosomes and Agrostis estolonifera linkage group using RFLP markers, identify bentgrass EST orthologs to Brachypodium chromosomes, and see how the knowledge of this Brachypodium genome can help us to approach unknown areas of Agrostis genome. To accomplish this, the methodology was divided in two steps. The first step was a synthetic analysis, and the second step was an orthologs analysis. In the synthetic analysis, I use The markers map in this Agrostis stenonifera linkage map. This is an unpublished data. The markers here correspond to RFLP markers, and the sources of these markers are oat, barley, rice, cDNAs, and genomic DNA from creeping bentgrass. Then I took the sequences of these markers and I blasted again brachypodium chromosome sequences, and the best synthetic alignment were selected based on E value of E2 minus 10 or less. The second part was the autologous analysis. For this analysis, I downloaded the bentgrass EST from the NCBI website, and briefly I want to explain the synthesis of this EST. We start with the extraction of mRNA from the plant tissue using the reverse transcriptase. We synthesize complementary strains. It's a DNA strain to this mRNA. Then we remove the original mRNA and synthesize a new complementary strain, and this is the double-strand cDNA. Then this cDNA is amplified, cloning, and sequence. Then I prepared this data set of EST using the program CD-EST. This program is for clustering highly similar sequences, nucleotide sequences or protein sequences. With that, I remove all the redundants. Then my input is the several numbers of EST sequences. I apply the C-HIT clustering. And the output is this number of clusters. Each of these clusters has one or more than one sequences, really high similar. The threshold I used in this case was 90%. And one of these sequences corresponds to the representative sequence. Then my new data set of non-redundant EST is blast again the brachypodium chromosome sequences. And in this case, I use two more stringent parameters. One of them is the CALP, cumulative alignment length percentage, with a value of 70% or higher. And the other is the CIP, the cumulative alignment percentage, with a value of 60% or higher. And with these two parameters, I filter my result of the blast, and I select the orthologs. The result in the synthetic analysis, I found that 59% of the markers map in this Agrostis linkage map were found in one or more than one brachypodium chromosome. And in the ortholog analysis, I found 678 non-redundant EST orthologs to brachypodium genome, and 638 of these total ortholog correspond to unique loci. That means that those EST I found in a one specific chromosome in one specific area. And the rest of 5% correspond to some duplication within or among the brachypodium chromosome. In this figure, I want to show the result. Each of these black columns correspond to the five brachypodium chromosomes. The arrows is pointing the centromeric area of each chromosomes. And the fine horizontal line show the location of the ortholog EST to each of these brachypodium chromosomes. And we can see that, for example, in chromosome 1, I found 196 EST ortholog to these chromosomes. In chromosome 5, I found 91. And in this left column, I want to show the synteny between linkage groups and the brachypodium chromosomes. Each of the linkage groups is represented for a different color. And as an example, we can see that chromosome 1 of brachypodium shows synteny with three different linkage groups, linkage group 2, 4, and 7. And we can see that linkage group 4 showed 2 blocks of synteny with this chromosome 1. Another point I want to mention is that linkage group 5 that shows synteny with chromosome 4. This is a little different because this linkage group shows synteny just with this chromosome 4. And the other linkage group shows synteny with more than one chromosome. And the third point is that in chromosome 5, I just found 2 markers from 2 different linkage groups that show synteny with this specific chromosome. This situation could be explained because this is chromosome 5, well, is the shorter chromosome in brachypodium. This chromosome has less gene density. And the other thing that I think is more important is this chromosome show a high level of retrotransposon element, and this retrotransposon element produce a disruption of the synteny. Well, the conclusion of these preliminary studies are that the first syntenic relationship between brachypodium chromosomes and creeping Bancroft's linkage group were established. We found a number of chromosomal rearrangement between these two species. And this ortholog EST could help us to enhance our across this linkage map. And with that, we can establish a much better relationship between these two subgenomes, these two genomes. The application I see is, my idea is to design primers. One things could be design SSR primers, look for SSR motif in this EST ortholog and design EST SSR primer, and with that, we can map these orthologs in the aggressive linkage map. And in the case of EST without SSR motif, we can, for example, use the brachypodium genome and try to design primer and again map these orthologs in the linkage map. If we are able to establish a more accurate synthetic relationship between brachypodium chromosomes and the agrostis solonifera linkage group, then we could develop a specific marker for target areas of agrostis genome. And this marker could be help us to do a much better or more accurate or quick selection of interesting characteristic. Well, that was my presentation. Thank you very much. If you have some questions. No, sorry. Yeah, this is the red is linkage group 1 here. Yeah, maybe the color is not. Yeah, this is linkage group 1, and this is linkage group 5. No, I found synteny with all the linkage group, with all the chromosome. The only thing that with chromosome 5, the synteny were just 2 markers.
Okay.
Now
time for more questions. Okay.